Week 5, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. In ancient times God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. O Lord, arise to help me. Psalm 34. O Lord, plead my cause against my foes, fight those who fight me, take up your buckler and shield, arise to help me. O Lord, you say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescued the weak from the strong, and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, arise to help me. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. Psalm 34 continued. When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me, and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery, and gnash their teeth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. Psalm 34 continued. O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly. Amid the throng I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen. Do not be silent. Do not stand far off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice, all day long of your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. My son, keep my words, keep my commandments, and live. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 5. Stand fast, and do not let yourselves be caught again in the yoke of slavery. The word of Paul is your warrant for this. If you are for being circumcised, Christ is of no value to you at all. Once again, I would warn anyone who is accepting circumcision that he thereby engages himself to keep all the precepts of the law. You who look to the law for your justification have cancelled your bond with Christ. You have forfeited grace. All our hope of justification lies in the Spirit. It rests on our faith. Once we are in Christ, circumcision means nothing, and the want of it means nothing. The faith that finds its expression in love is all that matters. Till now, you have been shaping your course well. Who is it that has come between you and your loyalty to the truth? Not he who called you. This pressure comes from elsewhere. It takes but a little leaven to leaven the whole batch. I am fully confident in the Lord that you will be of the same mind with me, leaving the disturbers of your peace, be they who they may, to answer for it. As for myself, brethren, if it is true that I preach the need for circumcision, why am I persecuted? If I did, the preaching of the cross would no longer give offence. I would rather that they should lose their own manhood, these authors of your unrest. Yes, brethren, freedom claimed you when you were called. Only do not let this freedom give a foothold to corrupt nature. You must be servants still, serving one another in a spirit of charity. After all, the whole of the law is summed up in one phrase, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. If you are always backbiting and worrying each other, it is to be feared you will wear each other out in the end. Let me say this. Learn to live and move in the Spirit. Then there is no danger of your giving away to the impulses of corrupt nature. The impulses of nature and the impulses of the Spirit are at war with one another. Either is clean contrary to the other, and that is why you cannot do all that your will approves. It is by letting the Spirit lead you that you free yourselves from the yoke of the law. It is easy to see what effects proceed from corrupt nature. They are such things as adultery, impurity, incontinence, luxury, idolatry, witchcraft, feuds, quarrels, jealousies, outbursts of anger, rivalries, dissensions, factions, spite, murder, drunkenness, and debauchery. I warn you, as I have warned you before, that those who live in such a way will not inherit God's kingdom. Whereas the Spirit yields a harvest of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, forbearance, gentleness, faith, courtesy, temperateness, purity. No law can touch such lives as these. Those who belong to Christ have crucified nature with all its passions, all its impulses. Since we live by the Spirit, let the Spirit be our rule of life. Responsory from Galatians 5. It is by letting the Spirit lead you that you free yourselves from the yoke of the law. The Spirit yields a harvest of love, joy, and peace. Since we live by the Spirit, let the Spirit be our rule of life. The Spirit yields a harvest of love, joy, and peace. A reading from the sermons of Pope St. Leo the Great. When our Lord Jesus Christ, while never ceasing to be true God, was born true man, he himself became the prelude of a new creation, and in the manner of his coming he gave the human race a spiritual beginning. What mind can understand this mystery? What tongue can do justice to this gift of grace? Evil reverts to innocence. The ancient becomes new. Outsiders are adopted into the family, and strangers enter into the inheritance. O man, rouse yourself. Learn to know the dignity of your nature. Remember that image of God in which you were created, which, though defaced in Adam, is now restored in Christ. Use this visible creation as it should be used. As you use the earth, sea, sky, air, springs and rivers, and whatever is beautiful and wonderful in them, acknowledge to the praise and glory of God. Touch physical light with the bodily sense, and embrace with all the power of your soul that true light that enlightens every man coming into the world, of which the prophet says, "Look on him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed." For if we are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells within us, what each of the faithful has in his soul is greater than what can be seen in the heavens. In saying this, my dearest brethren, I am not trying to suggest to you or persuade you to undervalue the works of God, or feel that there is something contrary to your faith in the good things that the good God created. But I do mean that you should use all the variety of creation and everything that makes this world beautiful in a reasonable and balanced way. For the things that are seen are transient, as the Apostle says, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Hence, since we are born into this present world, but reborn into the world of the future, let us not be given over to what is transient, but let us set our hearts on what is eternal. And in order to have a deeper insight into our hope, let us ponder over what the grace of God has given to our human nature. Let us listen to the Apostle's words. "For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, world without end. Amen. Responsory from Psalm 143. To you, O God, I will sing a new song. To you I will play on the ten-stringed harp. You are my God, I thank you, my God, I praise you. To you I will play on the ten-stringed harp. Let us pray. Guard your family, Lord, with constant loving care, for in your divine grace we place our only hope. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.